While Jones, Palin and Idle created Do Not Adjust Your Set, Cleese and Chapman developed and starred in a new show called At Last the 1948 Show. Eric Idle.
My first little performances were in At Last It's the 1948 Show. That's where I first performed.
That's the thing, because you're the one that struggles both those shows.
I'm in that.
Yeah.
See.
And is that...
But I played small points, like The Hand Through the Door and The Man Who Comes In and The Defense Lawyer and one or two other things.
Because there's a weird thing looking at the dates of those shows. I mean, 48 and Do Not Adjust Your Set, though. It's all like one goes off the air and 2 weeks later the other one comes
off
the air.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the second season is like that kind of thing.
It's all enmeshing
at
that time.
And they are quite similar in...
Definitely. I mean, 48 Show was hilarious, but that was written by Mike, by John and Graham and Marty and Tim Brooke Taylor. That was that combination.
Terry Jones.
You know, we avidly watched the 48 Show because that was... We thought the funniest and freshest thing around, so we were very keen to see that. It seemed like very innovative comedy, and we wanted to see what John and Graham were doing as well.
How well did you know John and Graham at that point?
Well, we didn't know them very well. I think I'd had lunch with John, and we just knew them really from the Frost Reports. Mm. And we always thought their material was the funniest, it was the most original. So we knew them from that, really.
Yeah.
And so we needed to talk to them.
Was there a competitive edge there between the two shows, in a way? Coming from the same stable and working in a fairly similar area?
I don't think so, because it's such a different league, really, children's TV and 48 Show. I didn't realise they weren't so close together either. I mean, that's strange.
I mean, there was a feeling that, you know, things were changing in television. Were you aware that you were sort of... making progress in new directions
because
all these things were happening around at one time?
Yeah, I mean, we were trying to... we were hoping to do something fresh and something different. And with Do Not Adjust Your Set, we kind of felt, well, you know, it's a kids' show, but it's not a kid... You know, we're not doing it for kids, so we're just doing it for us, really.
Here's Eric Idle.
That's why I don't think it would stand up very much, you know. But neither does Do Not Adjust Your Set. I watched one recently at the Academy of Television. They asked me to go along, and it's dreadful. Parts of it are totally awful, but we're very young and very confident.
Yeah.
And that sort of accounts for a lot at the time. And we were only entertaining children.
Yeah.
Terry Jones.
You didn't really start getting much feedback until after about 4 or 5 shows had gone out. Mm. It was the same with Python. And then you began hearing that people were coming home from work early so they could catch Do Not Adjust Your Set. And then eventually when we did the second series, it had a repeat quite quickly on the second series. Because by that time, it was definitely, you know, word had got around and adults were watching it.
Yeah.